Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Women Talk Running Podcast. This is the podcast for November, so our fourth running podcast. Today we have a really good lineup for you, but I will introduce myself and my co-host. As always, I'm Stephanie Perlberg, the Communication and Resource Manager at Women Talk Sports, and then we have Kara Hawkins. Hey
And I
there.
am the social media director for Women Talk Sports. So basically, when you talk to anybody on Twitter, you're probably talking to me.
And we have a full lineup of awesome topics to cover. So first, we could not ignore the hurricane. So we will talk about the New York Marathon and how that was canceled. Then we'll move to NCAA cross country. Karen knows all about that stuff. And then finally, we'll talk about some tracksters that have moved onto the ice. So, all right. So we'll just start with the New York Marathon because it's kind of hard to ignore this hurricane.
Yeah, it was just a really difficult situation in general.
Yes. So Bloomberg, who is the mayor of New York, had this press conference saying that the marathon was going to boost morale and money for the city. And then a few hours later, within 2 days before the race, he called it off and he said, quote, "We would not want a cloud hanging over the race or its participants, and so we have decided to cancel it," adding, "We cannot allow a controversy over an athletic event, even one as meaningful as this, to distract attention away from all of the critically important work that has been done to recover from the storm and get our city back on track." So there was some controversy. I know that the city brought hundreds of generators to the media station in New York City before citizens of the state that were without power, which is kind of a not good thing to do. And that's where some of the tension was coming from. But needless to say, they made the decision to cancel it. So I don't know. What do you think, Kara?
It
Good
was
or
made a
bad?
little too late, I would say, the cancellation. There's a lot. There's just so much information that's come in about this, and one of the reasons they canceled because there was so much of an outcry, and on top of there being an outcry, there was like physical threats kind of coming in or being said around town against the runners. So it might have even gotten to the point where it was unsafe for the runners to run the marathon. They were taking some resources, not as much resources as people believed, away from the hurricane. And, it did bring in a ton, it did end up bringing in money because all the marathoners got stuck there. It wasn't like it was kind of a bad position for both sides. I know a couple of my friends who ended up in New York anyways, just kind of stuck there because they were supposed to run, but then it got canceled while they were already up there.
Yeah, I just would not want to be the people to make the decision whether to cancel or not. Because you have to think there's not just like people just running a marathon like us. There are actual, like, this is their career. And I mean, we read about from Amy Bagley, who talked about contracts and how if you aren't showing your brand, that's not really the best thing for an athlete on contract. So hopefully none of the shoe companies will take it out on their athletes in any way, but this is their livelihood, so you are at risk of, holding them back from money to live.
Yeah, I
And
think it was
that's
Molly Prince who actually said that this like knocked down her salary by 75% this year.
wow. That sucks. I
Yeah.
mean, but salaries of all these people in New York also were knocked down. One of my cousins lives in New York. She couldn't go to work for like a week. And I mean, everything was damaged. Not that that makes, I mean, it's all really horrible, but to decide this would be the worst thing I could ever think of having to do.
Yeah, it was not an easy situation, and it's a little hard when the media kind of sensationalizes it as, elite wealthy runners versus the downtrodden,
Right.
and
They're
we're
not a.
not
Yeah.
people save up a ton of money. I did the Chicago Marathon and it cost less than the New York Marathon, but I had to save up, a pretty penny to like get into, to actually pay for a marathon. You
Right.
know, and luckily at the time I was working for FloTrack, so I got a free room and, free plane flight because I went up there to work and then also run. But like to get the plane, to also get the hotel room, it is, they are losing money. And yeah, it's not as much as what, the people on Staten Island lost. No, it's not. You can't degrade what they did, but at the same time they still had a little bit of loss. I don't want to sound come off sounding like a, wealthy elitist at that point either, but it is, it was a tough situation. A lot of people lost, a lot of people lost everything in Sandy. And, even losing a little money seems, stupid to even cry about when all these people had lost things. I
Yeah.
did appreciate the runners who did not run going out to, areas that needed help. And bringing water and like bananas and helping them out and showing, hey, we're not the snobs you guys think we are, who don't care about you.
It's weird to me, and I know that this is really common for people who are outside of the running world. But a lot of these runners, elite racers, are not like rolling in money. So like to think of them as like in this way because they think that they have all this money. Yes, there are probably a few that have really nice contracts, but most of them don't. So like it really is impacting to them that they can't race. But like you said, there were some that went out to help. I know Julie Cully, she tweeted that one way or another, we're gonna work on Sunday and sent a link to the New York City Volunteerathon. And Amy Hastings retweeted it. I'm not sure if she actually helped or what. It sounded like she did, but I couldn't confirm. So there were some elite and non-elite athletes that were going out there and helping, which I think is kind of bridging the gap from that anger. There's a lot of emotions going on in New York, I'm sure, so
Yeah,
I don't
and
know.
not being there, you can't really judge for it. And that's the thing, like, maybe to some of the Kenyans, seeing the destruction of Sandy and, the loss, it's probably not much different than what they come from. And I think I'm gonna reference Let's Run yet again, but they did kind of have a good compromise, at least in my opinion, was to go ahead and let the elites run the Olympic trials course from a couple years back just through Central Park. And I mean, a ton of runners ended up running Central Park anyways the next day, on Sunday. Like it was almost like, by canceling a race, it really didn't do much except like it moved the runners all into Central Park where they all ran a marathon anyways.
And I knew people who just like did the marathon at home who were planning on going to New York or just went and did it anyways on their own. So there were a bunch of people that were running anyways. I
Yeah.
think it's just a publicity thing for New York City Marathon to, not leave people in danger. 'Cause even Cully was saying that the situation was misunderstood and there was a bunch of backlash, and I'm sure she got some of that. So I don't
Yeah, I
know.
read somewhere from one of the volunteers, actually, she was saying she'd gotten threatened because she was wearing like the New York Marathon like vest that they hand out, and she had actually gotten threatened to like be shot or killed,
Oh
quote
my
unquote.
God.
So yeah, can't remember where I saw that, but yeah, she'd been, it was hard to even be a volunteer.
Wow, that is mind-blowing to me. I
Yeah.
mean, I think Sandy killed enough people that we
Yeah.
should keep volunteers safe, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, so I mean, I understand, why it was canceled by that time. The backlash had just gotten to be too much.
Yes.
You don't want to put people's lives in risk more than they need to be.
Right. But for all other major marathons in the United States and maybe across the country, or the across the world, if there is a possible hurricane, I would suggest canceling the event sooner than within 2 days of the race. Are you
Yes,
with
sooner
me?
rather than later, please.
Yes. But on the plus side, it looked like Philadelphia, they were having a marathon, and their marathon spokesperson was welcoming a bunch of people that were supposed to run in the New York City Marathon. So some of those people will have a regulated marathon to participate in. On the 18th,
Yep,
which is
and
good.
a lot of the elites too, I think, are going to Japan to race.
Okay.
So they can still pick up their check, hopefully.
Yes. And with marathon, it's like you build up, and if you don't have the marathon, I mean, you kind of have to wait until spring. So this, they really should get something done for all the hard work they put in. So.
Yeah, rather soon. So, on a completely different note, well, maybe not so different, but definitely a lighter note, NCAA regional qualifying was Friday.
Nice.
And it was amazing. We had a lot of the teams that we thought were going to get in. The Georgetowns, the Oregons, Stanford, of course, Texas. We got, actually, I'll just read the whole list and we'll go through and I'll tell you
Yeah.
who kind of the surprises were. So the automatic qualifying is what we'll start with. So we had Arkansas, Connecticut, Duke, Florida State, who's been killing everybody. Iowa State, Michigan, Michigan State, New Mexico, Oklahoma State, Oregon, Penn State, Providence, Stanford, Texas, Vanderbilt, Weber State, and William and Mary. And the big surprise was Vanderbilt. They haven't even been ranked this year and just came
Wow.
out and like kicked butt and came in second. It kind of did move a lot of things around. Florida and Georgia did end up qualifying from the at-large bids. But Vandy was a big surprise. They did very well during last year, so I'm not quite sure why they were as a big of a surprise as people thought they should be, but they hadn't been ranked yet this year.
So, let's see. When is Nationals is next weekend?
Of course,
Right.
which is crazy. If you've never been to Nationals cross country, it's definitely something you should go to. I've gone, I went 2 years in 2 years. And it was always amazing. I was actually there the year of the Jenny Berenger meltdown.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I
Yeah.
remember that. It was such a
Yeah.
crisis.
That was a crazy race to watch in person. But yeah, it's we've got a lot of the favorites, Arizona, Boston College, Butler, Colorado, Cornell, Florida, Georgia, Harvard, Minnesota, Notre Dame, Toledo, Villanova, and Washington also all made it in. We talked earlier this season about, our podcasting about Washington definitely being kind of a contender. But it's definitely Florida State's been kicking butt. Viola Legat, which is Bernard Legat's little sister, ended up winning the whole regional, but she was followed closely by two of her teammates. So it will be interesting to see if anyone can take the crown from them. They're definitely the favorites, I would say, going into this.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to tell with regionals too, because individuals, it's not like people run outstanding. So it really could get mixed up next week, which is the one of the most exciting things because people, they've been working hard all season and finally are tapering. So there could be some people that really blow people out of the water or the top athletes that do even better. You know, it's that's just the most exciting thing about NCAA cross country.
Yeah, and we did get a lot of the favorites for the wins are did qualify, including individually, our little freshman Lauren Hollander from Cal Poly. She did get beat by Jordan Hesse at
Okay.
regionals, but definitely someone to watch out for, as her, being a freshman is something that's either good or bad. You never know. They can sometimes blow up in their face. Shelby Houlihan from Arizona State also made it in from that region.
I think she set a new course record too for her Arizona record. Yeah.
She's been running very well. There's Risper Camayo from UTEP will definitely be someone to watch.
Yeah, so it's going to be going back to this. It will be great. We have everything listed on the website. Of course, I kind of like to compare it to imagine if every single basketball team for who wanted to play at the in March Madness played on one day. That's what kind of it comes down to in cross country is that everybody you can possibly imagine who wants to line up for that race lines up on the same day. And it's just crazy to kind of see who makes it and who doesn't.
And they'll be playing it live, right? Or live stream. They usually do.
They usually do. I would say they will be.
Before that comes out, everyone will probably, if they are playing it live, will tweet about it So,
yes,
yeah,
for
stay
sure.
tuned.
Yeah, it'll be in Louisville this year on Saturday, November 17th at Tom Sawyer State Park. The women's race will begin at noon Eastern time.
Awesome.
So it'll be something to definitely watch. See if Jordan Hesse can actually take that cross country crown or if it's going to be somebody else this year.
Prove me wrong, Jordan. I don't think you can do it. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough going up against a Legat. So,
I know. And I gotta like her. Bernard is so nice.
I know, and she has to be the same.
Oh,
I
I'm
just
sure.
already want her to be my friend.
Did you send that friend request yet?
Oh no, not yet. I've stopped friending runners on Facebook. Well, except for the ones I actually know. But
Right.
yeah,
Well,
but
maybe
yes.
I'll do it then.
Yes.
I do have to give a quick shout out because I just received an email from the UW lacrosse cross country coach that the UWL women have made it to the national championship because of an at-large bid. So nice job, Eagles.
It's always good when the alma mater does well.
Yeah, you can't hate that. So nice job. Okay, so let's move from the track to the ice and talk about Lolo Jones and Tiana Madison, who are now bobsledders. Do you remember what's that bobsled movie?
Cool Runnings. I
Cool
love that
Runnings.
song.
Yes, gosh, we would watch this on the way to cross country and track meets, and now, lo and behold, the two have collided.
Exactly. A lot of people thought Lolo and Tiana were just doing it to get attention. Thought it was a
Sure.
publicity stunt, but they're doing well. It's perfect for them. They're the pushers in bobsled, which basically means you have to go really, really fast and push off and hope the driver can actually steer the vehicle. It's just been It's very well suited for them, and they've already kind of got a little bit of an edge on the other competitors because they have been to the Olympics before.
Right. So Lolo is on a team with Jasmine
Ventilator.
Fenilater. Wow, awesome last name again. And they won the silver at the World Cup opener in Lake Placid on Friday. So Madison is with Ilana Myers. That's who her driver is. And I believe they won, right? Madison?
No,
No,
they
took
were.
third. Canada took first, I
Yeah.
believe. So they have some solid runners there, which is really awesome to see. I can't imagine going from trying to run over hurdles to trying to run on ice, but she's got skill.
Yeah, I mean, and as I said, it was kind of when it first, this news first kind of broke, people were saying, oh, she was just doing it for, publicity, blah, de, blah, de, blah. Just not being very nice to either of them, more so to Lolo because they do see her, people in the media see her as a little bit of a drama queen. So it's good to see that they're actually kind of living up to what they're doing. It's been, it'll be fun to see them in the Winter Olympics if they make it that far.
Yeah.
We'll see what they stick with.
I mean, bobsled is a, I mean, it's an a fun event to watch, but I have to say, like, I don't think that they're doing it for that much attention. If they wanted attention, I could see them going to like basketball or soccer, something that gets a little bit more press. You know what I mean? Could
Yeah,
still
it's.
draw, I mean, we're talking about it, so it's obviously getting some attention, but who
Yeah,
knows?
and the women's coach, Todd Hayes, he was, quoted as saying, I saw a lot of tenacity in the weeks with these girls of adding great velocity. Oh, saw a lot of tendencies in the week with these girls of adding great velocity to sleds. It appeared to be a good match team up the girls the way we did. Luckily for me, it worked out. So they were looking for fast people. I mean, it's, if track's taking all the fast people, why not pull from track?
Right. Do you think Lolo is gonna continue with track, or do you see her done?
It's kind of hard to say because she has, gone twice and failed twice to get a medal. The medal she wanted at least.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if she says, okay, I might not make it to 2016, but I'll at least make it to the next Winter of Olympics.
Yeah.
So, you never know. Women's careers in track and field tend to be a little bit longer, I think, than some men's. It just kind of depends on where she's looking at next and if she thinks she can be fulfilled, more in track or more in bobsled. But It is kind of fun, and I actually haven't changed sports that much, but even changing events, it's always, there's always that funness to it at the beginning where you're like, oh man, this is new and this is awesome. Like, I want to try this.
Right. Well, she has not changed her Twitter bio, so it still says she's a track star. It doesn't say anything about being a bobsledder. So I think we could be fairly confident that she'll come back. And I think the money is better. It's going to be better from ASICS than it is from Team Bobsled, whoever she's getting
Yeah.
sponsored there.
Well,
So
think about ASICS. They might be like, man, we can now cross over into bobsledding. See
I
how they
know.
grander. That would be hilarious.
Or
But
I can also see them, especially after reading Amy's post, of them being a little hesitant of her trying to do this. Because if she gets injured, there goes your golden girl.
and ASICS, I mean, she is kind of ASICS, sprinter.
Yeah.
Just trying to think who else ASICS sponsors off the top of my head. I know Ryan Hall and Sarah Hall, but
Yeah.
I can't really. And Kara throws javelin. She's also sponsored by ASICS. But yeah,
Heather Camp, she's an 800.
So, it's interesting. We'll see how ASICS feels about this either way. If it turns out well, they might be like, here, have some more money. But if it turns out poorly, they might be, reducting that lovely amount of money that
Yeah.
she's
Well,
getting.
she has a few other sponsors, so maybe she thought it was the risk was worth it, so.
Yeah, and touching on Amy's post, which you guys should all read, there was a pretty good follow-up from Brooks Jesse Williams. I've met him several times about, not all contracts technically work the same way that Amy's did.
Right.
Brooks tries to take care of their athletes a little bit better than maybe not, Nike or whoever Amy's been with. So,
Yeah.
it's not as grim a world in contracts as we think it is. There are some good guys still out there. And yes, if you're an elite athlete, I would say try to get with Brooks. They seem to treat their athletes very well.
Yeah, I mean that whole Brooks Beast thing, like those were a lot of those athletes, or some of them at least, still had, I mean, other jobs. So they, I mean, it wasn't, they're kind of not like in between, but they took care of them really well and they were featured in a lot of the catalogs and stuff like that. Treated them really awesome. I don't know. I think, yeah, Brooks is kind of different in the whole contract thing from what I've heard of them too. So.
Yeah, maybe we'll get one of the beasts on eventually, maybe to talk about that contract. We'll see.
Yeah, and then we can ask them whether they're for the Defiance or the Ghost.
Yes. So if any of you are listening,
Yeah. Please give us
Shayla,
your yeah.
anybody, we'll definitely take you on and have a good conversation with y'all.
Yeah, that
But
would be really interesting conversation.
yes, look for it. We'll try and make it happen.
Yes.
Odd story, Shayla Houlihan actually introduced me to my boyfriend, so it
Oh my
is
God, small world.
small world, right?
So we have to bring her on. She's the matchmaker.
I know, awkwardly, weirdly enough. So, yeah, that might be somewhere down the road.
Let's
We'll
do
do
it.
that when this podcast comes up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shayla, get ready for it. All
All right.
right.
Well, I think that's about all the topics we have.
Yeah.
In December, December is going to be a little bit of a lull in the running world, but we'll find something to talk about.
Yes, do not fear, we will be back next month.
Yes, we will talk probably about the indoor season starting up. We'll bring you who won cross country, what we thought, and hopefully there's no crazy freakouts like the Jenny Behringer, Susan Kyken
Yes.
disaster of NCAA's past.
Fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah, I would knock on wood if I had some wood next to me, but.
I do.
There you go.
All right. Well, we will be back at you next month. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to email us at podcast@womentalksports.com. And you can tweet us. Kara, why don't you tell us where we can tweet?
So definitely for anything, if you just overall want to talk to us as a whole, we are at Women Talk Sports. Exactly like that. If you want to talk to me, I'm at Cara Byrd, CARABYRD, and you can find us on Facebook on Women Talk Sports too. It is a little bit more moderated, so leave a comment and I'll probably have it show up on the page if it's appropriate enough.
Yes, keep it clean, people. And if you would like to hear about tater tots, please follow me at Steph M. Pearl on Twitter.
This sounds so good right now.
I know, I've been in a real tater tot kick, and it seems like that's what my tweets are about. So come on over and hear all about it.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.